Hey guys, it's Logan. Welcome to Make Today Worth Your Alarm Clock, the podcast that helps you make intentional moments throughout your day to create the life that you've always wanted. In today's episode, we are going to talk about my photography journey. I don't talk about it a whole lot. It's something that I do get questions on because I've been shooting for 10 years now. And I just wanted to share with you a little bit of what I've gone through, where I've been, but where we are now, and what's helping move us forward in this photography industry that is ever-changing. So jump along for the ride. It's going to be a ton of fun, and I hope you enjoy this episode of Make Today Worth Your Alarm Clock. Like I said in this intro, I've been shooting photography for 10 years, and in that 10 years, I feel like I've learned a lot of different things. But I've also made a lot of mistakes. And whenever I first started kind of, you know, getting more social, getting more public with a lot of the things that I share, I wanted to be able to share the things that I've gone through, the mistakes that I've made, so that way you don't have to make the same mistakes that I did. And right off the bat, I would just say the first mistake that I made was going to college, but we'll get into that a little bit later. When I started shooting photography, I was in high school, and in fact, my video instructor that I was taking a video class in high school, she asked me if I would go ahead and do a photography class as well to help with my composition and some of my lighting that I was struggling with on the video side. And I was kind of opposed to it. I mean, I was a senior in high school at the time, and it was kind of just a burn class for me. So I said, sure, why not? But I started at it, and I realized I loved it a lot more than video. I was able to take film photography class in high school, and I feel super privileged and kind of lucky that I was able to play with the Dektal and be in the light or be in the dark room, not the light room. That's an editing program now, but to be in the dark room and to be, you know, part of actually what makes photography magical and fun is seeing it come to life. I was so excited whenever I saw my first roll of film be developed, and I still have all those 35 millimeter reels somewhere in my buckets of totes of memorabilia in my basement. But it was something that really kind of taught me the basics, let me slow down rather than thinking about all the speed at which that I need to shoot video and create an edit and do all these things and Final Cut Pro and Premiere Pro and all this stuff. It was really helpful for me, especially at a time in high school whenever I didn't have many friends. I was really alone. I had one friend basically all through high school, but a lot of people knew me or knew of me. They just never really talked or hung out with me. I mean, I wasn't at football games. I wasn't, you know, doing much in the extracurricular world of high school. But photography, I was able to kind of grab onto and run with. And it was something that allowed me to express who I was without having to just talk about it, because I wasn't a talker back then either. This is something that's changed over the past 10 years, obviously, because you're listening to this podcast. But after high school, I realized something about myself that I did enjoy, and it was being social. It was being active in communicating with people. And that was right around the time that Facebook started to grow in popularity. And I used that to my advantage. I started to add a lot of the people that I just knew of on Facebook, and I would see if they would add me back. Not necessarily that I was considering them my friend at the time, but just that I would add them on Facebook to see if they would add me back. And as soon as they did, I would send them a message and just say, you know, hey, I'm shooting photography. Would you like to do a session? And they were like, yeah. Like most of the time, my friends or the people that were on my Facebook as friends were saying, yeah, that's totally fine. We can do a photo shoot. I mean, they're about 18, 19 years old at the time. I was too. And I would hit up anyone, everyone. I mean, I remember shooting old bands and random like front yards of like just, I remember one exactly where I went to a friend's house at like 10 o'clock at night. And I was like, okay, let's shoot some pictures. And they're like, oh, okay, how? And this was about the time that I was switching to digital, and I went ahead and went full bore with it. And I got an off-camera flash, and I said, let's just shoot pictures with a flash in a lawn chair on your front yard. And they were like, okay. And they actually turned out really cool. Like I was excited that I could, you know, understand photography in a whole different way whenever digital came into my life. It was about that time that I went to Spain, and I went there for a missions trip, but I also went to just take photography, just take it with me and see where it could go. And I mean, it was the typical kind of photography, you know, pictures of buildings and pictures of flowers and maybe a few pictures of people or the things that I was doing. But it was never something that really kind of struck my interest until I was able to get someone in front of my camera. Once I started taking portraits, it allowed me to see that they enjoyed the picture on the back end just as much as I enjoyed the photography during the shoot. And that really opened the door for me. When I came back to the States after a month-long trip, I decided, okay, this is what I'm doing for the rest of my life. I'm going to do photography, and I am going to go to college for it, because that's what people do, is go to college for things. And I moved to Dayton, Ohio, and went to Ohio Institute of Photography and Technology. I think that was like 2012. That was when I graduated. This was 2010. So about a year after I picked up a camera, I decided I was just going to go to college for it. And I'll be real, like, it was the biggest waste of money I have ever spent. I did not enjoy photography school. I did not gain a whole lot of knowledge or experience out of school because they were just teaching the basics. I remember walking into Photography 101, and it was just exposure and shutter speed and f-stop. And I walked up to the teacher and was like, hey, can I take this test and not come to any of your classes anymore? She was like, what? I was like, yeah, just let me take the test. Like, I'll just take the test right now. Whatever, you know, test you have to pass at the end of the course, I'll just take it right now. And she was like, well, I can't give that out to you early, so you kind of have to come to every single class. And so I said, okay, well, instead of, you know, explaining everything, I'll come to your class, but can you give me the assignments? I'll fill them out while I'm here, hand them to you. You can grade them, but then I want to leave. Like, I don't want to be here. And she did. She let me just take the assignments with me, and I was able to do it. I mean, I knew that your shutter speed basically starts at 60th of a second, then 125, then 250, then 500. ISO was 100, 125, 160, 200. You know, it came natural to me. And I guess something that I kind of missed on this whole story is that I did work for a photography studio at some point in time. Before I went to college, I was working for a studio in my hometown. And they taught me a lot of kind of the manual exposure types of things. But they also saw that I was kind of competing against them. And I guess that wasn't the greatest thing from my point. But ended up just kind of parting ways and going to do my own thing and in college. And one of the things that I really did gain out of my college experience was that I went to school initially for portrait photography because it's what I was interested in. But as time went on and as I started to get more into it, I saw that there was also a commercial photography degree that you could get. So after my 2 years of doing portrait photography in college and going through the whole portfolio fiascos and multiple shooting assignments with children and with dogs and with landscapes and, you know, wide angle and all the different kinds of things that go into portrait photography, I kind of started to sink my teeth into the idea of, I think I want to go for commercial too and understand what it's like to not have a, you know, a moving subject in front of you. So it was something that I really started to understand more about lighting and exposure, and it took me to a whole new place in my mind that photography can be very, very detailed. And I came back to my hometown after graduating college with this portrait degree and this commercial degree and had nothing to do with it. In fact, I remember asking one of my instructors after I graduated the commercial photography class. I said, okay, so how do I start a business? And they're like, oh, I don't know. You got to figure that out on your own. Just figure it out on my own? Like, okay, well, I guess I'm not going to learn any of that here. You got to go to business school for that or something. And so then I asked the guidance counselor, like, hey, are there any jobs available, you know, either out west or, you know, far east for me to go shoot at a studio? Like, I used to work for a studio. Can I just go work for another one? And they're like, well, the only jobs we really have right now are like Walgreens photo labs. Oh, okay, cool. Awesome. Well, that's not going to be enough money to, you know, pay my student loans. So I came back to my hometown and I started working in a plastics plant. That's the truth. God's honest truth. Started working at a plastics plant down in little old Piketon, Ohio. And I was working night shift. So it was 7 p.m. to 7:30 a.m. And it was amazing. I mean, I couldn't do golden hour shoots, but I had basically the entire day to be able to do my photography. And that's all I did. I worked and I shot photos. And that's it. I lived in my parents' spare bedroom and I just shot photos. Around that time, I'd met my wife and we were getting pretty serious. She wasn't my wife at the time, obviously. She was my girlfriend. But she was the one that really convinced me to just kind of like take this thing and go full force with it. So I found a better job at a different plastics plant for better hours. It was still in the evening, but I still had my mornings available. And through this whole time, I mean, I'm posting all of my photos on Facebook and on Instagram and trying to connect with local businesses and trying to gain a good foothold in the wedding market. I was trying to do everything just within my own power. And it was so hard. I mean, I remember the stressful times where I would have thousands and thousands of photos to edit. And this was about 6 years of me, you know, in my photography journey. And I was getting overwhelmed. I was getting really, really stressed out in my work. And at one point, I had almost completely given it up because I was working jobs and I was also doing a photography business at the same time. And around this time, I mean, I was doing somewhere around $20,000 to $40,000 in sales every year. It was really good for business. It was really good for my family to be able to have this extra source of income that was just kind of whenever I get to it. Or it was more planned, but it wasn't really as structured as a specific studio would be. And what ultimately happened in this photography journey, I mean, it was 4 years of me just kind of grinding it out myself and working countless hours, staying up until midnight, 1 a.m., 2 a.m., working on photos, working on videos, trying to find new clients, trying to connect with people. And this is way before I had an Instagram following that I have now or even the reach that I have on some other social medias. I was just using word of mouth to get most of my clients, but it was so overwhelming. There was just so much work that needed done and not enough people to help. And right about that time, I was actually working for a local church. I was the youth pastor for the church, and I was also working at Walgreens because I got fired from the plastics plant. But I was also doing photography. So three jobs at one time, and I was burning out. I was hurting. I mean, I had overwhelming amounts of work from my photography. My day job as a youth pastor just kept growing bigger and bigger every day. And finally, the job at Walgreens just wasn't enough money for me to be able to stay. So I ended up leaving there. And I met a really cool person. Whenever I was doing youth, whenever I was a youth pastor, I was also in charge of the media at the church. And it was more of a volunteer position, but it was a lot of my job. And so they had asked me like, hey, you should probably find someone to help you with some of the photography that you're doing or some of the video that you're doing on a weekly basis. And I had no idea who was going to help me. I mean, everyone was interested that I was into photography, but no one really kind of took it under their own wing and made it their job as well. Until I met Casey. You probably heard Casey in the last podcast, but Casey really made me look at photography and my job in the most simplest form, is that it just needs to get done. Whatever it is, it just needs to get done. And I remember him saying that to me at the church whenever we would be setting up for video is, hey, I'll get it done. Yep, I got it. It's done. Yep, I'll take care of it. It's done. He was always on top of it. He was always doing not only what was required of him, but going above and beyond because he also played on the worship band and he also helped with the middle school youth that I was doing. He was everywhere in my life. And I was still burning out in my own photography. Yeah, I had help from Casey with a lot of the things at church and a lot of the things in kind of daily life, but I didn't have help in my photography business. And I was looking at Casey and I was like, man, this dude can really, really do it. He knows how to grind. He knows how to make it work. So initially I ended up leaving the church, not in a negative fashion, but just because it was not the right direction for me as a youth pastor. And I wanted to continue pursuing photography. And I remember Casey was working at Kroger at the time. And I said to him, hey man, you want to like come hang out? And we just started hanging out, like me and a dude that's 10 years younger than me. I never thought I could be like best friends with someone who's 10 years younger than me, but it can happen. I think our common denominator was SpongeBob, but that's beside the point. The truth is that we really clicked and we were able to work together because we didn't get under each other's skin. We didn't annoy each other with random crap that didn't matter. We didn't worry about the small things. We just got them done. And we were able to look forward into the future for trips that we wanted to take or things that we were wanting to do in the next year, in the next month. And it was exciting. It was fun. It was always something new. And that was about the time that really social media started taking off for my company. And Casey was a big part of that, like a huge part of helping us grow on social media and comment on a lot of people's photos and create relationships with people online that we had never met. But then not only that, he made it real and actually booked the plane tickets and the hotels and the trips that we were taking to then go photograph the people that we had met online. And that alone was the best thing that has ever happened to my company. The fact that we were able to take a business that was overwhelming and scrape out all of the stuff underneath, all the junk, all the little mundane tasks, all the stuff that just got under our skin and annoyed both of us, we were able to just get them done and move on in our photography and do something bigger and do something more exciting was honestly really rewarding. It felt really nice to go do a wedding and to go, you know, come back and have 2,500 photos to go through because we knew in 2 weeks we were going to Chicago or in 3 months we were going to go to Toronto. And it was always, always exhilarating. But everything can't stay exhilarating forever. I think that the biggest change that I personally had to take in my photography journey is the birth of my daughter, Emmeline. And when me and Haley found out that we were pregnant for Emmeline, a lot of things changed. I was not really able to take trips anymore. And I was not able to go do the things that I used to do just on my own time. But that's whenever I started to realize that photography and owning a business is more about creating a lifestyle of who you are in that moment, rather than trying to adapt the lifestyle of someone else that you wish to be. I think that that is something that everyone struggles with. We wake up every day looking at feeds on Instagram where we want to be that person on the boat in the middle of the Cayman Islands. We want to be that person on the plane flying to Bali. We want to be the person in that sports car driving around the track with people taking pictures of us rather than being the photographer at some points in time. But it's about creating the lifestyle that you want. If anything, I think that the past 2 years has really shown me that it can be done and it can be created, but also that it can change. And even as much as you might want something, there are things that happen in life that force you to slow down, to reevaluate, to bring things back into focus, and to understand what the true meaning of life is. And sometimes it's photography, sometimes it's college, sometimes it's parents, sometimes it's friends. But always, it's about what's moving you forward, what's making you better, what's encouraging you, what's bringing you excitement, but also what's not draining your bank account. Because we all know that that can be a terrible place to be. In the past 2 years, me and Casey have been able to take this photography business and turn it from just a $40,000, you know, extra income kind of business into a six-figure company. And we now have multiple employees that are doing so much in the world of social media and engagement. This podcast is one example of how we are able to use the resources we have to move forward into what we know we are meant to be. And when I say we, I mean a little bit of I. I mean, that's a struggle I have where, yeah, the podcast right now is just my voice, but I hope that all of my employees would take a listen to this and know that I want the same for them. If that means they have to leave me and go work somewhere else, that's fine. If that means they have to take a break for a minute and slow down so they don't burn out, that's fine. And that's the same for you as well. It is okay to slow down. It is okay to change direction. I've had to. And if I hadn't, I probably wouldn't have my family. I probably wouldn't have my business either. So my photography journey hasn't just been about photography. It's been my life. It's been what's taken me from point A to point B. And now I'm on point C. I'm not sure what point D is. And if you're right there with me, let me know. Let's talk about it. Jump on the podcast with me. Let's figure some things out. I want to learn from you just as much as hopefully I have been able to help you see what I've gone through and how you cannot make the same mistakes that I've made in my life. Thank you so much to Casey and Spencer and Anna for being here and for helping me, but also for being a team player and for honestly helping each other as we all try to navigate this new understanding of where our world's at, where our company's at, and what we should do next. If you guys are also struggling with what to do next, reach out and let me know. I'd be happy to talk with you at any moment. I love cold calls. So I'm going to put my phone number on here. It's 740-233-1847. Call me. Reach out. Let me know if it's something that I can help you with, or let me know if there's something that you feel that I need to know. I want to hear what you have to say. And I'm so thankful that you've listened to kind of this ramble, but also this encouragement. Feel free to reach out to me on social media. Just search Logan Detty Photo everywhere online. I'm sure you'll find one way or another to get a hold of me. Talk to you guys later. See ya.